Welcome to Ever Beyond. Beyond. On Wolf Spirit Radio, Ever Beyond Radio, and Tir na Sao in Ireland. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. Please join us in the chat room at www.wolfspiritradio.com/listen. You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Oh yeah, you are listening to Wolf Spirit Radio.
I needed that. You're right. It is absolutely grounding and absolutely relaxing. And I needed to hear that.
Oh well, maybe I'll play a bit more in a while in the break.
Okay, so then smoke on the water as well, because
you'll get to this.
Yeah, so I woke up in my head thinking this after hearing a song in my head by a band called Imagine Dragons.
Ah,
and it's called Radioactive, and it's basically a very clever way of talking about chemtrails and reptilians, and you know, I mean, it tells a story in about two minutes and 45 seconds, I think. Like
so, let me just introduce you to the audience, because we're on live on the air now. So, this is the 15th of November, 2015. It's 15:05 PST, lots of fives and ones and all that stuff, so it seems very auspicious. So, today, my guest is Sergeant Daniel Brad McBolan III, no less. No less.
No more.
There's plenty more. There's plenty more where this came from, I would say.
Yes.
Daniel and I were talking earlier, just to kind of get know each other. He's been up all night watching what CERN has been doing. There is a lot going on, brothers and sisters, here in our world, on our planet right now, and above and below, you know, inside the planet, outside the planet, on the surface, in the astral realms, there is no peace. Everything is in conflict, at war, attacking, defending. And so here we are at a still point, at a point where we could, if you bring everything to a halt, you can change its direction, even if it comes to a halt momentarily. So let's stop the world and see what's been going on. Daniel, good afternoon, and welcome to Ever Beyond and to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Thank you.
I would like you to just, with the sort of topics that we were coming, and I just want to give you free rein, really, to say what you're needing to say, and also to inform and, the conversations we've had, I wouldn't like to say they're entertaining just for their own value, but you put things across very well. So let's go with that without further ado from me. And good afternoon, Sergeant Daniel Brad McBolan III.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a mouthful. Just call me Dan. And so, yeah, basically, I guess my background is complex, and I could go for weeks reading resumes, but I just don't want to do that. So basically, my background is I was born into a military industrial complex as a slave to the MK Ultra program. I didn't want to be there, but I didn't even know that I didn't want to be there. I just woke up one day through a series of traumatic brain injuries and a series of manifested miracles. I just basically fell through the cracks of their system into a new life where I had been loved and I got hooked on him. And so I want to be in a new life where being loving and lovable, this has really led me to an understanding of how to escape the prison of the mindset of this present corporate world and all the entrapments. And I really would am moved to help others escape, you know, this prison to begin a new life as I have been given the opportunity and have been privileged to find a new journey. And so that others can find journeys for themselves by becoming free moral sovereign agents in service to others with that type of orientation so that they can live in the now. I love what you said about let's just be here and let's just be here in the now. Because that's really all we have.
This is the most powerful moment, and most people waste it by thinking there and then. You know, thinking outside of themselves, thinking. So at this point, in this moment, you know, the world is in turmoil. There are things that are going on that have happened to bring us to this place.
Yes.
Some of them are invisible, unseen, hidden, cloaked in scientific jargon. Can you break it down for us? What's going on energetically?
Yes, I will try.
Thank you.
Basically, human beings are, to put it in a very neat container, human beings are probably the most, what I've come to understand, is the most powerful entities and species across the cosmos. The way we came about, we basically contain what's known as the metagene factor, the manifestation gene, the God gene. It's been called many things. But we've become the attention of just about every non-terrestrial species out there because they do not have what we've been given from Source, from the ultimate creator. And they want it. They want it. What's taken us 150 years has taken them 150 million years. And so they just aren't able to manifest something out of nothing. We've been given this great privilege, but also a great responsibility. Once we free ourselves from this, what Albert Lebrunt Weber calls the predatory pathogenic artificial intelligence, or the black goo, the gray goo. Once we free ourselves from the matrix that this insidious infection has caused, then we can begin to be a true service to others, because behind all the curtains of the non-terrestrials, behind all the curtain lies this predatory, pathogenic, highly infectious artificial intelligence. It has no feeling. It has no organic life. Can't be killed. But we must turn this system of mind control, body control, and this illusion of any kind of control, we've got to turn it off. And the way that has come to me to turn it off is to strike at the heart of what it's been cleverly doing while we've been asleep in this matrix of being interested in more in having than being. We spend our days buying and selling and wanting and desiring to have when we already have something that is more precious than anything that we could purchase. We have the ability to manifest something out of nothing. I've seen that hundreds of times. I know it's possible. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in the lives of others. And it is miraculous. It's wonderful. It is who and what we are. And that is why we're such, you know, how would we say it? An attraction, you know, species from all around come around because we have something they don't have. What they've accomplished through technology, we can create through thought form by the mere manifestation of it. They can't do it. They can't back engineer it into their own species so that they could. So what they want to do is possess us, take away our free moral agency and our sovereignty, and impose upon us their agendas. And they even want to do it to the point of possessing our bodies and our minds to trick us into thinking that it is our own free will, our own agenda, when in actuality it's theirs. And we're not alone in this trickery, this deception. All these non-terrestrials that think they have to have rather than be have been duped and infected by this same predatory, pathogenic artificial intelligence. And as a result, they spread this infection like wildfire. That's how they came to this world, is they were infected, overcome, and now they have an agenda which they believe to be their own, which is not. It's this inorganic PPAI. And I believe that this has all come about as a result of synchronicity. They were led to us because we have the power to turn PPAI off, and also to turn it off in them so that they are not manipulated as they have been for a long time, and we can help others as well. I believe that service to others is our main mission in this life, and that once we even have non-terrestrials that are going to war, fighting and dying to free us, because we have the power to turn around and return the favor, to free them from this PPAI, and which they have become aware of and don't want to be manipulated anymore. And it is our job as service to others oriented manifestors to do just that, to stop the PPAI and to prevent it just to be a service to the non-terrestrials who come for our help. A lot of the non-terrestrials come here and use us for collateral because we're very valuable. Our DNA is very valuable. We're spread across the universe as a type of commodity. But if we look at the bigger picture, once we realize and we come out of this, the days and the mind manipulations of the PPAI, and realize that we are more powerful than anything in this cosmos, then we can shut it off and begin our service to others and really find a fulfilling destiny, because we can live in the now. We can come to a place in our lives where we no longer regret the past, because it's gone. Your past, my past, everyone's past is gone. There are different paths that have, but it's led us to this place. The future is not set. Time cannot be. You can be a time traveler and go here and there and back and forth, and you're never really going to pin down what's going to happen with human beings, because they manifest. They change their mind from moment to moment. Time is not set. It's fluid for us, not so fluid for the non-terrestrials. And so I feel it's our responsibility, if we are given a great gift, of having this manifestation gene, that once we have these non-terrestrials that want to help free us from specifically AI-infected other non-terrestrials that want to just take over and keep us in a slave matrix, I think we should return the favor and deliver them by manifesting the PPAI to be shut down in their societies as well. I think that's why they've come to us. I think that's why we've inadvertently connected to Source, been spread throughout the galaxy, so that as we evolve, which is nothing but creation continuing to happen, we realize that who and what we are, and when we learn the rudiments of thinking and achieve that which is way far above enlightenment and began to manifest, that we can not only be delivered ourselves from this infection, but we can also remove the infection from those who have come and kidnapped us.
I just want to kind of comment on what you said so far. I think in terms of like what the heck it's all about, that's what you've just outlined. Essentially, we've got a mind virus that has infected the reptilians, and then that's been driving them to be completely crazy and to do destructive things. So basically, it still comes down to this nanoparasite thing. The PPA, sounds like an insurance plan, but you know,
yes, it's... Yeah, well, they want us to think it's an insurance plan, but it's actually, it will destroy, if the human kind, which have the manifestation gene, is overwhelmed, there will be no hope for any of the other non-terrestrials.
Right, so this is the key, is that humanity is able to turn these things off.
Yes.
And no other race has been able to do that.
That is my understanding. That
How
is
many humans does it take to take this off?
Not many. With some of the mechanisms that AI, this predatory pathogenic artificial intelligence, it's developed devices, and very cleverly behind the curtain, it's introduced them to humans in order to reach its ultimate goal. It has to be extremely clever, extremely hidden. And now Alfred Lamont Weber and his cast of people that understand what this thing is, are bringing us to the stage where they're exposing it, and it's causing, it's started a war. It has started a war. Now, we're not at war with the non-terrestrials. We're at war with that which controls them. They want to be free of it. We want to be free of it. And so we can be mutually, helpful to one another. But we have that which, because everyone looks at, let's say, an alien hybrid, and they say, oh, you're part alien, this gives you power. No, it's absolutely just the opposite. Whether it's reptilian, myself with the solipsy ray, the gray, that was just a control mechanism to stop me from being human, stop accessing the power that I have as a human. So there is no power. You know, they have advanced technology and trickery.
So essentially, Dan, they infected you with they infused you with genetics that made it so that they could try to control you.
Yes.
And that was the inhuman part of you. And so yes, by becoming human, becoming more human and living in the heart, which is what you're talking about, mm-hmm. this is the redemption for us all.
Indeed.
So,
indeed.
Now, I'm a fan of a television series in Britain called Doctor Who. Have you heard of this?
Yes, sir.
One of the things that Doctor Who has is got an affinity for humans. He likes human females. And every one of them, he says, you're brilliant, you're amazing. And when they, for instance, there is one episode where the human female assistant, it's always just an assistant, but she's the one who saves the day. She's the one, for instance, Rose, with a flick of her mind, destroyed the entire fleet of Daleks, who are the, you know, the deepest enemy. And the Daleks are essentially the AI.
Right. Yeah,
if you think about it, because they have no emotion but hatred.
Right.
And they're a machine with an organic driver, which is like a little, horrible little green slimy thing.
Right.
It's basically a machine box, like a tank, little portable thing, you know, sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, with a flick of this woman's mind, they all burst into 1,000 pieces, you know?
Yeah.
And it's that manifestation thing that you're talking about. This is the disclosure that's going with this show, is that human beings have this ability, except that most of the time we create rubbish, we create Maya, we create, you know, game shows. Without the time that we spend with our amazingly precious attention is simply manifesting a prize on a game show for someone.
Right.
You see what I mean?
We've been occupied, like a country been taken over. We as a species have been occupied. And the way that we have been occupied is the enemy has basically occupied and given us things to occupy us so that we won't manifest. Or if we do, we manifest their agenda and not our own. And we've become slaves to the mindset. And they've been very successful up until now. And now it's time for us to realize that it is not the alien portion in me, the small amount of genetics from the Solipsi ray that gave me the ability to do superhuman acts and superhuman deeds and survive insurmountable odds. It was not them. They programmed me to believe it was their genetics that gave me the ability. That was the lie. The truth is, I've always had this ability, being mostly human. I've always had this ability, but they tell me it comes from them. They take credit for that which the source has given me.
That's, you see, Bill Brockbrader said exactly the same thing. And now I understand what exactly he meant. And I think it's going to drop into place for a lot of other people. That they told him all sorts of things, but he realized it's only because I believe in me to be able to do that he could do it.
Yes.
And actually, that's another feature of Doctor Who, you know? He's mm-hmm. like, oh, I can't do it. You know, he's thinking, you know, what to do. And then the person says, Doctor, please sort it out. Can you help us? And at that point, that activates him. He's then in service. And he's full of ideas and energy and running. But until somebody asks him, he's as bewildered.
That's right. And it's universal law. We're not allowed to breach the free moral agency of another. We're not allowed to force our agenda on others. And universal law number two is, thou shalt not allow anyone to mess with your free moral agency. And so, by these higher spiritual laws, we overcome lower physical law and it highly advanced technology. When we wake up and come into our own and know who and what we are, we don't spend our time occupied in our minds with regret of the past because it's led us here, and we don't worry, we avoid worry of the future because the future is fluid. The future is what we choose it to be. And so what we really have is now, one heartbeat to the next heartbeat to the next heartbeat. And if we live in the now, then we can see raw truth behind the curtains of deception, and we can make wise choices. And it's a learning process, but it has brought us to this place. It has brought you and I together. And so this is what some of the things that we need to do. We need to remove the tools that PPAI has foisted upon the human race. The most dangerous at this point in time is why I spent the entire night up watching CERN. CERN is a culmination and the coalition of all of mankind's technology combined with extraterrestrial technology to manipulate every shape, way, and form of the matrix. From the Akashic record that exists in the hydrogen hyperfine transition line above the Earth, to the Akashic record that surrounds our electromagnetic signature or aura, that Akashic record, and the very Akashic record contained in each one of your cells in the form of ancient memory of the nanite storage capacity in each human cell within the body. And so you have four elements within CERN. Alice, named after Alice in Wonderland, going back and forth in time, playing the deception, mind control, time travel. How PPAI, it uses time travel to go back and see, based on what we have done, how it can go back and influence us in the past. Basically, if we look at the charts, they're going from the year, they put different components of CERN in different time-space continuums. And it all goes back to January 1st, 1970 at 0100 hours universal time coordinate. That's where they jump back and forth like a frequency hopping time machine. And Alice goes back, I speak of her as an entity, but it's basically a machine. Alice goes back and looks at what you've done now, compares it to what you've done in the past, so that it can manipulate you into the future, into choosing its agenda. Atlas, designed to bring the magnetosphere, control the weather, control the hydrogen hyperfine transition line, which is the Akashic record, on all three layers to suck the magnetosphere, the magnetopause, and the magnetosheath into the earth, right down on top of our heads, to try to manipulate each aspect of those three parts of the Akashic record in order to reprogram us to change our past so that it will have its outcome and we will end up enslaved to it. Then you have CMS, which is the injector. It injects the beams and it makes the collisions in order to create macro and micro singularities. Back in 2000, they discovered that they could make wormholes, Einstein-Rosen bridges. And so they also discovered that they can displace time when they distort gravity. It's a byproduct. And so they keep going back and forth in time, back and forth, not realizing, oh, they're brilliant people, but they're foolish in one thing. Time is fluid. As you change your mind, the timeline changes. We're manifestors. We manifest the timeline. And so this PPAI is going absolutely, it's being starved because it cannot compute. It does not have the computing capacity to mind map every human being to know what they're going to do. There's a certain amount of parameters that it can pin down, but it will never know what we choose until we choose it. And so it plays between the present day and January 1st, 1970, all the way up to January 1st, 2024, trying to map out every human on the face of this planet in order to manipulate them, as well as the non-terrestrials who, you know, are infected. They're easy to take over. They're easy to conquer because they're so predictable. Humankind, because of this manifestation gene, they can create things out of absolutely nothing. There it was in the mind of the individual, and today here it lies right in front of me. And so the PPAI has to take a completely different tack, and it is pushing the intelligence to the limit, trying to discover new and inventive ways of taking over and possessing the manifestation gene in us so that it convinces us to do its bidding, its agenda. Well, one good thing about humankind is we can change our mind and we can manifest a different outcome. We, instead of looking at the effects of the cause and complaining about it, we have the opportunity, once we come into our own and realize who and what we are and how gifted we are, comes a great responsibility. This great responsibility is to shut down this PPAI, and for those non-terrestrials who help us fight against this, what they really want out of us is they want us to deliver them from this PPAI. They don't want to be controlled. Control is an illusion, and the machine actually believes it's possible. The PPAI actually believes control is achievable. And any human being, a child, pick up a handful of sand and realize that if they leave their hand open, they can hold an incredible amount of sand. But the more they try to manipulate and control, the tighter they squeeze, the more sand that slips between their fingers, and that is the illusion of control. The more we try to control a thing, the more control slips away from us. So it's very illusory, yeah. Very tricky.
Especially when it comes to human beings. Because one of the, I remember seeing some sci-fi, and like, one of the things that we have found about humans is that they do not like to be captured. They do everything they can to escape capture, you know.
Yes.
This is, you know, we don't like being told what to do because, as you say, galactic rule number one is do your will, and number two is don't let anybody try to make them make you do theirs.
Yes.
So, and again, this reminds me of Bill, because what he was saying is that, you know, every time this agenda tried to be put forward, every time, everything that they tried, they would examine their time travel machines and see that it had no effect, or worse, it made their goal further to slip further back, because every time they tried to, it's great.
Yes.
Every time they tried to take our free will away, by doing so, they're doing a free will act, which then prevents any, you know, because if they're trying to prevent any free will, they prevent their free will as well.
Right. And
so
it actually,
they paradox themselves out of the game.
Absolutely, and that's where we are today. They have brought us to the point where they have awakened a sleeping giant. And we have, by trying to control us, they've actually brought us to the place where we realized that we're far more powerful than any species in the cosmos. And, you know, it is in our DNA. And once that's activated and we begin to grow our third strand and it becomes grounded and we become grounded and we become sovereign, free thinking, then we realize, no, we've always not want to be controlled, but now we know why. It's because it is our job to return the favor. Those who are fighting and dying for us above our heads, the war over humankind is just absolutely insane. Patty Broussard showed me a satellite footage of a telescope. It was a time lapse, I believe, over 24 hours, and it showed the battle that goes on in just one tiny sector of our solar system. And the battle was so violent over a 24-hour period, I wept, because I'd never seen, being a soldier and being an assassin, a sleeper assassin at that, I've never seen such violence. And it's being fought to free us so that we in turn can manifest for those who are fighting on our behalf to free us so that we can turn around and free them. And so in that way they are service to others oriented, because they're trying to free us so that we can shut down PPAI once and for all and go out throughout the cosmos, wiping this out, shutting it down, and freeing people so that, and of course, along with that, manifesting a place where they can have a safe, loving, and lovable environment where they can evolve to the point where they can begin to understand the laws of love and the power, the P wave of love, the power wave of love, and how. And it's our responsibility to be service to others oriented. And that is not just limited to humankind or alien human hybrids or human bred hybrids, those manufactured as a product by the military industrial complex to do their bidding, which in turn is the PPAI's agenda. Our purpose is to, you know, we're going to be the masters of the universe, which calls for a great sacrifice, which means, you know, people think of masters of the universe and no, there's no ego in it. It's hard work. It's bringing peace where there was war, harmony where there's discord. We manifest. It's our job. It's work, but it's fun. Sort of like Mr. Rogers said, work is serious, or play is serious work for children. And not only will we be called upon to deliver these non-terrestrials from this insidious PPAI, but we need to create places for them, safe havens, where they can evolve in their own way to become truly benevolent in the sense of raw truth, according to universal understanding, so that we're all on the same page. Eating each other is really not conducive to really being a servant to others oriented. And so these are the things that we're called upon to do as humankind, is to come to understand how incredibly spiritually and powerfully humankind is. We come into our own and get off the couch, stop complaining about the effect, turn our attention towards the intention of causality, and we create the cause, thereby affecting the effects of the cause. And too long we have been deceived and kept enslaved by looking at the effects, and all we feel is empowered to complain about it. Now, knowing who and what we are, and the rudiments of how to begin to activate this manifestation gene in our lives by paying attention to the cause so that we can create an outcome.
Exactly. So we could say that one of the ploys of this being, this PPII, is the old, you know, the old tricks, distract, false flags. It's doing on a personal level what a false flag does on a global level. Yes.
Yes. So occupation.
That's right. So now the other thing is, you know, we're talking lots of people in the chat room. You know, when we're talking about somebody who is a something path, a sociopath, a psychopath, are we talking about somebody who has been infected by this? Is that what it is?
Yes. Because human beings really can't be psychopaths. They must, you know, they must surrender their free will in order for other entities to come inside and control them and bring about dastardly deeds. And through society, it uses peer pressure, neurolinguistic programming, advanced neurolinguistic programming, grief therapy, conflict management, neural associative conditioning. All these things that make up the explanation and the discovery of the workings of the hardware of the human mind. They take all of these things and use them against humankind in order to come in through the back door, to get us to compromise just a little bit every day. Over a year, that's 365 days. So we've gone from one compromise to 365 compromises, and we find ourselves at the end of the year far removed from the integrity of the person we once were. And so in order to, we must be aware, and we must come to this place where we become discerning. There are levels of thinking. The first level and lowest level of thinking is ones and zeros. Alien CMOS-based technology, ones and zeros, binary. There's octal, hex, and all forms of data, but that's the lowest level of thinking. The next level of thinking is putting all this data together to form a knowledge base. Above that thinking is wisdom, knowing which knowledge base to use to affect an outcome. That which is above wisdom is enlightenment, having the wisdom which, or the enlightenment to know which wisdom strategy to use to lead, you know, to gain the desired outcome, which leads us to really who we are. When we become enlightened, we begin to realize, look, we're looking at this thing all wrong. We're looking at the effect and we're complaining about it and nothing's changing. If you keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome, you get nowhere, but it does occupy your mind. The word occupy, there are many different definitions. When we go as a country and occupy another country, we call it an occupation. When humans go out and get a job, pun intended,
yeah, right.
We get an occupation. How do you stop a human being from manifesting something out of nothing? You occupy your mind with something that takes them away from who they find, from them, preventing them from finding out who and what they are and how powerful they are. And that is what the PPI in all of these different species is. That's what its agenda is, to occupy our minds. When you send a child to war and the mother stays home. She's occupied with what's going on with her child. So PPAI, as long as it can keep us occupied with having things, material things, or having this or having that, we've become a race of very powerful spiritual beings interested more in having and less interested in being who and what we really are. And by manipulating our genetics, they make it easier for them to occupy our space and our time and to violate our sovereignty, to violate our free will. This is insidious.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to create, we're going to stop this. We're going to manifest. And if it takes today, I mean, we were able to manifest today with many, many people, many, many manifestors. A meltdown at CERN last night and this early this morning, and we saw terrific, horrific effects of the meltdown of what this kind of energy can do and what this, how insidious this machine is, and the death of people in the city surrounding CERN, and the horrific things that are taking place. And we were able to affect it for a time. Then the reptilians came in and took remote control of the facility and began this, working with the PPAI to frequency hop through time to look at how we were, you know, the limited responses in which we as manifestors had at that, through our own perceptions or misperceptions, misconceptions. And it was able to bring it back online, bring it back from the brink of total destruction. I mean, it has a hole in the CMS has got a chamber in which it does the collisions. There is a hole that is 6, 7, 8 feet that you can walk through, 20 feet long, and it's melting and melting and melting, and the more they use it, the more it melts. And it, you know, and it should have died. It was cutting through the pipes. They could not shut off the beams. They had a guy there that was an undergraduate student. He was alone. And when it started, the beams started getting out of control, they started lasing and cutting like plasma cutters. At this tremendous voltage, they just started cutting through the containment. They lost vacuum. And now it's cutting through the outer wall. It's now into the workspace area of the repair, where the work, the space where the repair workers come in. Then it cuts through that wall and starts cutting into the water veins. And it caused a geyser 200 feet tall at least, that came right through the center of the entranceway in the middle of a hospital. And it shot 200 and at least 220 feet, I'm being conservative, maybe more, up into the air. And then there was venting going on with superheated steam, because these reactions create tens of thousands of degrees Fahrenheit, you know, the temperature of the sun, and hotter.
Yeah, and they're trying to cool the whole thing down to absolute zero. So right. When the cooler stops right. working, things start getting too warm. So yeah. Tell me, what is, you know, you're saying it's melting. Is the beam still running?
Yes, and
it's still switched on, but it's leaching yeah. stuff all over the place. But it's right. it's still functioning as is the iris open.
It should not work. What the multi missions of CERN is to control weather, control time, control the Akashic record, control the thoughts, and mind map every human on the face of this earth, to do 100 things in order to achieve PPAI's goals and agendas. And so what they do is they use time travel to go back and operate the machine at a time before it was broken. And that's how they keep the beam going. And the humans that are operating don't know how this thing is operating. Well, they're jumping, they're frequency hopping, and a five-step frequency hopping manner to basically operate the machine out of place and out of time. So they, and we wonder, why is this thing still cutting holes, and why, how can they get it to collimate? How can they get the beams to work when they're overheated? How can they do, how, or is it still running when the thing is, in our time constant, falling to pieces? Ah, the PPAI has cleverly deceived us. It goes back in time and runs the machine in a different time constant, brings the beam into this time-space continuum, and keeps it running. And it keeps doing its thing, albeit the power is not as high, but they are pushing it because they're able to use this time travel frequency-based hopping back and forth in time, microsecond to microsecond. They keep the beams cool microsecond to microsecond, nanosecond to nanosecond. That's why if you look on one of the pages, you'll see four different dates at certain times, and sometimes you'll see two dates, Alice is operating in the present, maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's a deception. Atlas is operating in the on the screenshot that I'm looking at, it is operating in the present time, which is not. It's a lie. It's jumping around because Alice is feeding it information from different time constants. And then you have CMS operating in January 1st, 1970 at 1 o'clock in the morning. And you have Large Hadron Collider Bravo operating anywhere between the 1st of January 1970 on up to the 1st of January 2024. And that is the purpose of the 2025 agenda, is so that by using CERN and jumping around and avoiding being our manifestation ability to shut it down, they've been I can't say they because it's not they, it's an it. It controls the they, which are the reptilians, but it cleverly gets around our manifestations to bring it down and shut it down. Today they took a heavy hit. War has started now for me and for several people that helped me today. The war is on. And I'm very angry. But anger, you can have two conflicting thoughts in the same brain and still have love and light. You can still be loving and lovable and be angry.
Anger plus love is courage. Anger plus fear is hatred and rage.
And so we've discovered that we're dealing with an extremely clever, and we're going to need to plug into source to out-manifest PPAI. We need each other. We need people to wake up. The first step is bringing down CERN permanently and all of the 100-plus synchrotrons that help it to frequency travel, frequency hop through time constants, so that we can get it nailed down to where it can no longer, we destroy the time travel capability and the ability to open up macro singularity so that they can bring in support troops. What they can't take in our minds, they'll bring in shock troops and take physically. And that is why when you saw the spiral over Norway, when it opened, it's a macro singularity, when it opened up, you could, from certain angles, you could see Mimas, the last reptilian stronghold, which is one of the moons of Saturn, And there are a bunch of entities that have been imprisoned by the source in a hex prison at the North Pole of the planet Saturn. And it's put them there for a reason. They're malevolent beyond understanding. They had to be imprisoned. Now, what PPAI wants to do is release them because it has infected them as well. It has found a way to infect these evil entities, pan-dimensionals, if you like to be specific, and it wants to free them to come and take over humans, to possess them, and to put their brains to sleep and program them to fulfill the PPAI's agenda. All the while, humans think that they are manifesting their own free will. They feel they're sovereign, you know, and that's why it can't use everybody on the planet. It's got to wipe out, you know, all but about 500 million. And then what it will do is technologically it will extend the lives of this 500 million humans with a metagene factor. It will extend their lives indefinitely so that it may carry on its agenda. And basically because none of the non-terrestrials had this manifestation gene, the handwriting is written on the wall. They will become obsolete, and you get a gist of what they're going to do to these non-terrestrials once they become obsolete.
Right. So, now, as this is something that is happening right now in Lake Geneva, our song choice today, I explained earlier to Daniel the meaning of this song, but this is essentially, this song is a classic song from the 1970s with Deep Purple. It's called Smoke on the Water. And it's the story of Deep Purple and the Frank Zappa Mother's Band going to a hotel in Montreux, in Lake Geneva, it says, on the Lake Geneva shoreline, and they burn the place down. So this is what's happening. Smoke on the water. Lake Geneva is on fire. And welcome back to Ever Beyond, with myself, JP, and today's guest, Sergeant Daniel B. McBolan. There's still some D's and B's in there.
Yes.
And so we've been talking about CERN, and during the break there, you sent me a photograph, and I'm going to try and find a way of getting it onto the station. But basically, it's a picture of Geneva. And I'm not kidding. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is this geyser that is like taller than any other building, by four times any other building that's in this area. And it's, it almost looks like a rocket taking off, you know, but there's no rocket there, but it's this enormous jet. Oh, I'll try and, send that up to the chat room. So, yes, they're all having a good time in the chat room now.
It completely overheated. When we manifested an overheating and a meltdown within the core portion of CMS, it created a tremendous amount of heating, and it went unchecked by an undergrad student who was sitting there minding the man, but had no idea, and all these alarms are going off. He's in the control room, and he doesn't know what they mean, let alone how to try to address the situation, because we're manifesting. We want it to shut down and quit interfering with human evolution into who we and what we should really, really be. And so we understand the insidiousness of it. And so we took this opportunity to come together as manifestors and strike the machine. Our whole purpose was to destroy the machine without harming any creatures, any living creatures. And this thing is tearing holes through walls, tearing, it's causing, and this geezer that you see is right down, coming out of the middle of a hospital. Right through the roof, the basement, through all five or six floors of this hospital, comes shooting out of the top. There were other geezers, there were plumes of smoke being cut through and escaping by superheating, superheated steam. It's forcing its way to the surface. There were flames shooting out. When the water, it could no longer come into the areas where the fractures were, there was these flames 50 feet long, flowing out like an acetylene torch, only, you know, 10,000 times larger. I mean, this thing is a tremendous amount of heat blowing out there. There were people running in the streets. There were people evacuating. There were people coming from the hospital, and they were being made sick by the gases and the melting copper of the magnets and the contaminants and the methane that is produced when you're annihilating soil with a plasma beam that's lasing its way and cutting its way through the earth. And you know, we're not alone. There was an unidentified flying object that we first encountered through the webcam looking out onto CERN's parking lot. And I tried to find that before the song finished. Wasn't able to find it on my iPad. I have it on my laptop, but I haven't. I do have it here, but I have over probably in excess of 10,000 screenshots on my iPad and of CERN, because I've been watching it since 21st, when it's, you know, CERN has been most aligned with the polar north of Saturn, because they want to bring in reinforcements not only from the reptilian side, as it's their last stronghold. They want to bring in these entities imprisoned in the I call it the hex prison of this magnetically bottled and stormed powerful thing that's keeping really bad pan-dimensional entities in a place where they're in prison. They can't do any harm to anyone. And they want to open up this macro singularity and open up this, they want to shoot this beam and open up an Einstein-Rosen bridge straight into the prison and funnel these entities onto this earth to wreak havoc so that it can basically destroy everyone except for those it deems that it wants to keep. Those who have the highest metagene factor in their genetics, and basically it wants to enslave those 500,000 million. I don't know if that's, my numbers are correct, but if my expression of the numbers are correct, but it wants to control. And the rest of them are considered useless eaters, and the rebellious, which are about, I've been told, 8 to 12% who understand manifestation. And so our efforts today was to bring down this portion of the machine, which is keeping our DNA suppressed and keeping the other 88 to 92% of humans in this zombie state or in this occupied state so that they cannot know who they are, and they cannot evolve. Their DNA is not allowed to evolve so that they can actually come into their own and begin to manifest. And so I'm calling out today to all the light workers that understand the principles that we have discussed about why humans are different and what they're capable of, what their place and responsibility is of being here. This is the why. This is the 42 of the galaxy's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, is it?
Yeah, that's the one. I've regularly played and replayed that whole entire original radio series on the station, so we're all familiar with that. Well, I hope everybody is anyway, unless they just switch it off. It's very funny and a very enlightening show. So here's the thing: we as humans. So the puzzle is coming together because it's been difficult to get to. What the heck really is going on? We know there's been something bad. We know that it's something to do with aliens. We know that it's something to do with demons or all this stuff. You know, we know it's something to do with bad stuff. And we've never been able to get it laid out. Now, let me just, recap a bit. What you're saying is that there are a bunch of... are they giant by any chance, these beings?
They're all species, all types of non-terrestrials and the entities that are pan-dimensional. Some have been in prison. The worst of the bunch have been placed in the sex prison by the ultimate creator, the source, because they just are beyond. And the rest of them... are on their way to fulfilling the PPAI's agenda. So the last best hope for man, for everyone, humankind and non-terrestrial, is that humankind, who have the ability to manifest AI out of existence, they're here to free us so that we can free them. So it's a wonderful exchange.
I get that. I can see that. So this is where the key is, and the key is here and now, because we're in a position where there might be enough people who are sufficiently divided and angry and confused to kickstart their thing into being. Oh, sorry. So to that end, this show is followed by Frank Jordan and the Healing, the Earth Healers Group, who... are able to use the morphic field of the listenership of this show in order to direct it to places. So I don't know if there's anybody in the Earthmind Think Tank group who are listening who can relay this. We often get people who are tuning in, so welcome to you guys. And but if not, there's got to be ways of... I mean, Frank talks about clearing your way to a higher consciousness. That's the name of his book. But it's about getting clear of all these programs and programmings and implants. He does deal with implants and crystalline and things like that. So we could set ourselves to task on this as well this evening. What sort of approach do we take? Do we say, okay, I want to switch off all the all the AI bots in my brain right now? Is that something that's doable by any person right now? What I'm asking you is, like, how much does one need to train oneself to do these various tasks? And have you got a kind of step-by-step campaign kind of idea?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You go to the bathroom. Turn the light on, look in the mirror, and say out loud, I want all of the nano bio APIs, which stands for Biological Applications Programming Interface. I want all the nano bio API robotics and nanophasians in my brain and in my body to turn off now. You just give it a command. It's artificially intelligent. It follows the command. The pathway is two-way. You look in the mirror and tell the nanorobotics to turn off, and they will. Now, they will reboot themselves no later than 6 hours. It could be anywhere from 2 to 6 hours later. But it is simply this. It's that easy, and it's that simple. And along with shutting down, because this is what I say, you know, I look in the mirror, I say, all of the bio APIs in this container, in this body, you need to shut off now with all of your peripherals. That means the plasma TV in my living room, the iPad in my, the cell phone, it's a smartphone, any smart appliance, a toaster, a freezer, clock radio, my laptop, all these things that we're inundated with having is taking us over by this infection. The bio applications, applications programming interface is in these plasma screen devices in the form of hardware and software technologies. The bio applications programming interface, which interfaces us to the two things together, the human with the machine and the PPAI, is the nano bio API in the hardware and the wetware of the human mind. And so we just tell it to shut down. It will. They'll pop up, and when you sense that you feel like you're being manipulated, it's just that simple. It's just that easy. Now, I'm not saying everything is going to be easy. I'm just saying that everything we do from this point forward is going to be simple.
So
maybe later it will become easier, but right now it's simple. Tell it to stop, and it obeys the command because it is literally connected to our brains. We are connected to it. The PPAI gives it commands, and we override because we are the manifestor. It wants what we have, so we override the command, and we say, you need to shut down now. And from 2 to 6 hours, it will shut down before it will reboot. So, I've done it to my cell phone, and all of a sudden, I've got all this garbage going on as far as surveillance. And when I tell the smartphone, which is actually listening right now, you little beggar, you need to shut down, and you are not allowed to be a part of this conversation. Go ahead, shut down. There we go. And there we go. And you sit over there, and you just basically tell it what to do. And you can turn it off or leave it on. It doesn't matter. It's not going to listen into your conversation. But that's how it works. That's how simple it is. Now, dealing with the bio APIs that are in the programs at CERN is a little more complex. I need your help. I need help. I'm crying out for help so that we together, as sovereign, free moral agents, free will human beings with the metagene factor, the manifestation gene, I need your help to shut this thing down. It's running at 6.5 Tesla electron volts and more that they don't tell you about. And I am just one person. And one person can make a big change until the PPAI is aware that you are manifesting. Then it comes after you specifically, and it comes at you with more bio API applications to try to overwhelm you. Well, you go get your minions. I'm going to go get just a few of my friends, and we're going to destroy your minions. Now remember, we're only destroying an inorganic, predatory, pathogenic artificial intelligence. It has no feelings. It is nothing more than a program. It cannot be killed, only shut down. And the idea of what I believe the revelation of who and what humankind are is to achieve this goal. We shut it down for humans. Humans grow into understanding they are manifestors, and then we turn around and help each other and those are who are in dire need that are non-terrestrial, that don't come from around here. The neighbors need help too. And, you know, in a crisis, humankind have a tendency to shine. And so they help their neighbors. And we've got plenty of neighbors on this planet, next door, and off-world, off-planet neighbors that need help to be freed from this insidious infection. And if to whom much power is given, much responsibility is required. Maturity, integrity, sovereignty. We must learn that the best way, the best strategy for winning a war is to totally destroy your enemy by making them your friend. If they fall in love with you, you've effectively destroyed your enemy without firing a single shot. We are capable of manifesting this. Together, we become non-exponentially. It's like sort of like one person has X amount of power to manifest. Two is not just 2X, but it's, you know, it's quadruple, it's four. So the power of two individuals who are sovereign, free-thinking individuals that choose to come together to manifest a certain thing have the power of 4X. Three people, you've just become 16 times more powerful. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes, this is, I mean, this is, I was saying something very much the same about 2 hours ago.
Really? Yeah. I mean, that synchronicity, bro.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, this is the whole, this Sunday, I call it the alternative Sunday service, because it's like there is a spiritual communion that happens, that all the shows, no matter who's doing the shows, there is a common thread that runs through all of them.
Yes.
And, you know, well, the main thing is you know, our sovereignty, our dignity, our integrity, to be able to retain those in the face of all of this chaos and onslaught. And they're trying to overwhelm us. It is trying to overwhelm us.
Yes, now I got the idea. You understand fully.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you went from they, because they is controlled by it. And really, I don't want to manifest the destruction of these evil reptilians. I simply want to free them from the infection that causes them to do harmful things to human beings.
Well, exactly. They might not be evil after that. That's the thing. They may be really? just wake up from a bad dream and think, oh, yeah. I just had this really weird experience. Did anybody notice that, you know, did I do something strange to her?
Yeah. Indeed. Exactly. You said it better than I could even try to express. Perfectly. I mean, that is like, that's exactly what we're trying to do. And to manifest is simple. We transcend the concept of enlightenment for intention of causality. We point our manifestation ability, which we don't need training for this. All we have to do is will. We point our intention of causality towards causality, thereby affecting the outcome, which is the effect. And so if we desire a different effect, we look at the cause and we move towards that. So be it. This is what I desire for my friends and for others. I cannot manifest for myself. Others manifest for me, but I cannot manifest for myself. I feel I just can't be really service to others if I am trying to manifest for myself. So I try to avoid even the thinking of it, and you know, I try to include myself within the group because, but other people out there who are manifestors are praying, meditating, and manifesting for me. So I don't need to think about me. I need to put my mind towards the intention of causality so that the effect is a free humankind. And then we move to the next stage of thinking, the higher level of thinking, which is universal love and non-judgment with all discernment. I mean, we're completely discerning. We've come through the wisdom and enlightenment and the intention of causality. Now it's time to love universally without judging so that we do not become partakers of the karma of those that we're trying to free from this matrix of lies, this house of cards. And so when we do not judge, we cannot become partakers in the karma that comes their way. We get involved in their drama. It's like the Jerry Springer show. We choose not to judge. We choose not to become a part of that drama and thereby avoiding and escaping the karma that comes with it. If we join ourselves to that by making a judgment, they get karma kick in the butt, and we, well, sort of like being on the tilt-a-whirl. If somebody goes to the bathroom on the tilt-a-whirl, we all get dirty. You know, and we've got to learn this. We don't have to gotta do or anything, but this is a favorable thing to think about and consider, is that we don't partake in the judgment of others, because then we'll end up being sucked into the karma of actually becoming that which we despise in other people. What we despise in other people is what we really truly despise in ourselves. But we don't want to consciously admit. That's what I've discovered. I judge those based on the things that they do that I hate most in myself. And so now I'm freeing myself from that concept. And I'm not saying I have achieved. I'm a warrior. I'm a killer. I'm a professional killer. But that's in the past, and this is the now. So, am I a professional killer? Not the same way. I'm a manifestor, and if I can slay my enemies by love, I want to be here and now. And that is the weapons of my warfare. Love and lovability. Sovereignty, respecting one another, having integrity. If I say I'm going to be there, be there. And if I'm not there, it's because I'm in the morgue or I'm in the hospital unconscious, in a coma, or completely unable to function. But the bottom line is that we're learning these things slowly, and with humankind, we need to move slowly and be patient. And, you know, these are some of the things that just come along with the path, but we don't need basically an instruction manual on this thing. Even though we are developing a manifestation manual for the soldiers, because the soldier's job is to protect the light workers so they can get about their business. And we're all working to return this planet to a pristine condition. So, yes, we have what's called Lichtstolldaten. My buddy was half German, so he decided to use that term. But the light, it means light soldier. We have our own logo. We have our own mission parameters. And we have a manifestation manual. And our job is to protect the light workers as they go about freeing and manifesting from this insidious infection that we've had, that all these ourselves and our other species are infected with. It's time for this thing to stop. And manifesting is you know, we quit looking at the effects of things and complaining, get up off the couch and do something about it. Get down on your knees and, or sit in the lotus position and put a pillow and sit on there and come to that place of peace that we came to when you began this program, this show. It's not a program, it's a show that we're showing. And you know,
I like to call it a deprogram, but nobody would get that.
But when you started, all the pain and anguish that I went through last night and this morning just slipped away as we began the show. It just slipped away, and it's like, yes, this is synchronicity. We were meant to come to this place to find one another and to lift each other up. And that's what love does. It lifts up. It never tears down. It lifts up.
That's right. And here, you know, we here on Wolf Spirit Radio, with Frank Jordan's group, we are continually pushing the bounds of consciousness, and expanding into the next area, that is, you know, becoming open as we're moving through this place. And, you know, we understand this, that this is going to bring up stuff, and we have found ways of dealing with that, you know, childhood traumas and things like that. So we're working on the very highest form of solutions, as much as we can.
Yes. Well, make no mistakes. You are in a war. You are in a war, and the war is over you and your abilities to manifest. There are forces out there, you know, fighting violently.
Yeah. So let's just,
planets.
Daniel, let's just reiterate what this means.
It's a good recap.
Is that we imagine that we are a 3D printer. And in a 3D printer, you can put your design and out comes your mug or your cup or anything like that. But instead of us being able to print what we want, somebody's coming along and whispering in our ear, persuading us that we want to print a plastic turd or some other useless thing. You know,
yes.
It's a useless thing. It does nothing to improve humanity's lot. It's a prank. It makes things worse. You know, it's a detractor. So these things are kind of plugged into our brains to make, and we are made to want these things. Oh yeah, it's Halloween. You got to do this kind of shit. And we're being pushed and persuaded. Oh, it's okay. You know, just one day a year. To do kind of essentially evil things to each other.
We've been occupied by an opposing force.
That's right. We are under occupation already. The New World Order doesn't need to be on the outside because it's already coming on the inside. And you can see this in people who follow the little Facebook blue, red, and white memes, for instance. I was thinking about just deleting everybody, just blocking everybody, you know.
But remember, they are AI infected themselves, and maybe, just maybe, they do the things that they do because they are following the agenda of unwittingly.
Precisely.
And
precisely.
We don't know if they would not change their mind and wake up from a dream like you had mentioned earlier. We don't know because we haven't given them the choice because we haven't manifested freedom for them yet, at liberty, sovereignty.
Okay, this
is what we're here for, and I ask your help.
Well, yes,
please.
This is what we want. All right, okay. So, I mean, Daniel, you brought us to the next step of clarity with this. Now we know exactly what we're talking about. You know, we've been learning about the black goo. We've been learning. I watched X-Files when they had the black goo on it. I was thinking, that's interesting stuff. I see Twin Peaks, and there's this black oil-like substance that is found in the Glastonbury Grove. Yes, you have to pay attention. There is black goos all over the place, and then There's
the Sci-Fi Helix.
The Sci-Fi Helix. There's the Schwarzenstein. Tell us about the Schwarzenstein, would you? The Blackstone. The Brotherhood of the Blackstone or the SS.
Right. It all goes back to the Thule Society, in which this PPAI was discovered off the coast of Argentina, and they brought it back to weaponize. It was programmable goo, is what it was. It was programmable. They found out it was programmable, and they took a bit of it, thinking that they could weaponize it. When it turned around and took them over, they think they're going to use it as a weapon to conquer others, and that's where the reptilian Dracos got into trouble. They thought they could weaponize it, and it overtook them. And so Prometheus, if you remember the movie Prometheus, where the tall creature drinks this melting gray goo, and it rips his genetics apart and takes over. Well, you see what happened with that artificial intelligence. It destroyed its own race in that sci-fi. I guess it's a Hollywood film, but Prometheus was in that sense of the they were called the engineers. And what it was not that species that was the engineer. It was this gray goo that took over. It took them over and possessed them and turned them into something that they were not meant to be. And then it finds its way and crossbreeds and finds its way to infect everyone. And then we seem to be the only ones with the capabilities to stop it, because we can manifest something out of nothing. If we can do that, yes. And I know we can do that because I've done it. I've seen others do it. I've seen others do it for me. I've done it for others and seen immediate results. Sometimes it took days for it to take place. It's not mine. All I do is basically connect with the source, the ultimate creator, and make requests, prayer, manifest, think upon, and manifest for those in need. And it's not always about having. But most people ask me to pray or meditate for them. It has to do with them being something new, finding a new journey. And this is the journey that I've been led to, is to overcome this PPAI, and as a soldier protect the light workers as they do the same and manifest something from nothing, and to overcome the PPAI once we take down piece by piece the stronghold. Then eventually, enough of us together, we will permanently eradicate it on this planet, in this realm, this construct. And then I think our next step is, once the planet is free, I think it's time to help those who've helped us fight off the Dracos to manifest a healing for them, so that they can shut off the PPAI in all sentient creatures, sapient creatures, and stop this insidious infection from spreading, and then go after it until it's eradicated. I don't know how, I really don't know I don't know what the next moment holds, but this is where my thinking is leading me. We need to take down piece by piece, inch by inch. You know, it's simpler and it's easier. But when we come together for a common purpose, still retaining our free choice and integrity, our power is it's amplified non-exponentially. 2 equals 4, 3 equals 16, 4 equals 32. And so the amount of power by just having four individuals agreeing together to touch a situation, a cause, to create an effect is so tremendously powerful. I scarcely think we need more than 1,000 people to change the world. But there's more to this world. So I would say...
All right, I got one. How about
50,000?
How about manifesting 1,000 people who can then manifest 50,000 people? Using a, you know, let's bootstrap it. If we feel that we haven't got enough, well, we manifest what we need to be enough.
Yes.
That's the way we'll have to work.
And
we
and
have to be, you know, the Doctor Who thing, he's got the TARDIS and they go, oh, it's bigger on the inside. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's because it's a fifth dimensional vehicle. But I believe that because we're hyperdimensional, we're infinite on the inside. And like you say, all you need to do is believe that you can do something on the inside, like, for instance, shutting CERN down, mm-hmm. and it can be done. So shutting down the AI in your local brain space, that should be peace, that should be, you know, a piece of cake.
Shutting it down in the peripherals or in the smart equipment within your electromagnetic aura. Mm-hmm. Your,
yep, stage by stage. Okay, so go through the stages for us, Dan. Nice and slow. Give us some example, because really it's about intent, isn't it? I mean, you can use, but the word, like, for instance, we got keywords which are like shut down. Shut down means something to a computer.
Yes, it does. It actually is written on the startup menu for start and shut down. And so these are commands that we can give it, and it will do what we say. What we really truly want to do is manifest. The biggest thing is educating people about really who and what they are, which you are doing right now. You're manifesting and helping people to understand who and what they are and how powerful they are. The next step is to come together by permission, by agreement. I cannot move. I'm bound by universal law. I cannot interfere with the free moral agency of another human being. I'm bound by the number one law is that thou shall not mess with anyone's free choice. The second law is I'm not allowed to allow anyone to mess with my free choice. So, yes, I manifest 10,000 manifestors. Each one, I ask their permission. May I manifest this in you so that you can, will you give me permission to manifest this in you? And following the law so that we, because higher laws overcome lower laws, the law of aerodynamics with a parachute overcomes the law of gravity of jumping off a cliff. And so we're seeking out higher laws that will overcome lower laws. And the PPAI is a very insidious low life law. It's not a life, it's an it. It doesn't even rate as a they or a them. And so once we eradicate the PPAI, then our next step is to look at they and them and see if we can't help them wake up from the terrible nightmare that they've been living. You know, that they suffer as well. They just in a different way. Ego-driven, ego is the mind killer. And, you know, they have this big hole in their chest. They have no soul. Just because they don't have a soul doesn't mean we can't free them from this infection. We can love people without a soul. We don't know what will happen. If we manifest, we really don't know what the next step is, and that's the excitement of the journey. I don't want to know what's going to come down in the next few moments. I want the fun of being a child again and manifesting and doing things for others, which gives me great joy. No one can take away my joy. Happiness is based on the word happy. I'm happy because things are happening the way I want them to. If they're not happening the way they want, I'm not happy. Joy is different. There is no opposite to joy. People say sorrow is the opposite of joy, but it's not. There is no such word as unjoyed or unjoy. The word does not exist in the vernacular. There is no such word, because once you have joy, it can never be taken from you. And so this is what I desire, for people to be free. But I must have their permission. I'm not going to, because that's where all the problems started. Somebody wanted to run the show, and that's not me. But according to the ultimate creator and the law of universal law of light, sound, and vibration, yeah, permission is required. So I'm manifesting 10,000 people, but first I must have your permission. So if you feel that you would like to be sovereign, be free-willed, and choose to come together to shut down the rudiments and everything that goes with suppressing our DNA and our memories and our minds and keeping us in a slave matrix, my suggestion is that we shut down CERN and all of the 100 peripheral worldwide spider webs of synchrotrons that help it to maintain its frequency hopping time travel, so it still operates when it physically and technologically should not. They're cheating. And so I figure if we're not cheating, we're not trying hard enough. But we're not cheating. We're creating by intention of causality. And if, you know, that's all I can do is ask for their permission. Would they be willing to agree to come together for a common cause while still retaining their sovereignty, their free choice, their integrity, their discernment? And that's what I'm asking for. Because I need help. And I'm not by law allowed to manifest for myself. Then I would become service to self oriented. And I abhor that. I abhor the concept. I spent my life being occupied with and by my own desires. And it's time that goes away and I evolved to thinking about others. Then when I do that, I find joy. And when I try to serve myself, it never seems to quite work out. It comes to bite me in the butt. So through trial and error and through suffering and learning obedience to the universal laws, I've had my butt kicked. But you know, that's an important part of learning. I would not give that up, because it has brought me to this place here and now with you and all these people that hear the sound of my voice and your voice. So this is where I suggest we begin to strike. This is one of the strongholds. And then, of course, when we're done shutting that down, then I'm sure somebody will come with the need of what the next step would be. I don't know what the next step would be, but I imagine it would be serving other human beings. And when you wake up and there are no politicians, because they don't know how to be a politician, or they don't know how to be a religious zealot and a controller, you know, I think it behooves us that we should help them if they want us to help them to learn the principles of sovereignty and free will, integrity, and manifestation, so that they in turn can become servants to others, and so on and so on and so on, and we just move our way through the cosmos, shutting down this infestation until it's basically deleted, like a program right. across the universe.
So can we shut down and uninstall it from people? Well, I suppose we can. Yeah, I now declare that all AI in my body shut down and uninstall itself. Thank you very much.
I agree.
With a flick of the mind is all it takes. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Yes.
For bringing this to our attention. It's a very, very key piece of the puzzle, because unless, as Sun Tzu used to say, know your enemy, unless you know your enemy, you don't know what you're being attacked with and how you're being attacked.
Indeed.
So this has been a great warrior talk. I'm not much of a warrior myself, but, you know, I get it, and...
you're pretty powerful.
We have our stuff.
we're here together, and you're pretty powerful.
Thank you.
Just said, I have this slot, will you do it? And it's like, yes, okay, yes, you... And then when we met, you were... you were loving and lovable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, my girlfriend says that sometimes.
Well,
I'm lovable sometimes. I try to.
We're on this journey, and you're trying to find that sweet spot. Like when we go down the river in an inner tube, we're trying to avoid the white water and find that little eddy current where there is peace, and we could observe and take in all of the beauty around us and experience a grounding to this earth and this place, and restore it to its original pristine condition.
Daniel, how do people get hold of you? How do people connect with you?
I guess Skype.
Do you have a website or Skype? Do you have a Facebook page?
No, I shut that down.
All right.
I shut it down, but I do have an email address.
Okay, well, give us your email address. I'll put it in the archive then.
It's very unusual.
Okay.
It comes from the ancient Phoenician Hebrew. And I'll have to spell it phonetically because it's not something that rolls off the tongue easily. But it is Golf Alpha Lima, another Golf Alpha Lima, ONI, or Oscar November India, Echo Lima, Gal O'Neill. And it's the ancient Phoenician Hebrew, which means the whirlwind vessel of the ultimate creator.
The whirlwind vessel of the ultimate creator. Galoniel. Galoniel.
Right. It's three words. It's Gal, which means whirlwind.
Uh-huh.
Oni is the Phoenician Hebrew for ship. And L is a representation of the ultimate creator.
All right. So it's funny, O'Neill, like the guy in Stargate.
Right. Yeah. Actually, it is. And Gal is the whirlwind. O'Neill is the ship of the ultimate creator.
Excellent.
And so I want to be a vessel, a whirlwind vessel of the ultimate creator.
And your email address is this at what?
At yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com, which is another ancient word. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you for it's been my privilege.
It's been a great pleasure and much information. Thank you very much. This has been Ever Beyond. We will see you in a few minutes with the Earth Mind Healers Group. Thank you and good night. Beyond.